This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, live from Disneyland. Unfortunately, Gavin couldn't be here. Yeah. Gavin's not feeling well, but lucky me. I got to fill in for both Gavin and Kevin.
Who is in Japan.
Kevin is in Japan.
Yeah.
We know that.
D-Lo.
I am D-Lo.
Yeah.
Kevin is confirmed on social media. He is
alive. He will not respond to our texts. But
well, the text costs money. He told us that.
He was very clear. I don't think that's true.
Do not text me. I don't think it is either.
You're right. Okay.
But and we were discussing a few moments ago, like our start to this trip to Disneyland,
yeah,
and how you and I have very, very different types of personalities.
Yep. You're type A. I'm like type C.
And I was really hoping over the last few months, if you and I have become really, really good friends, that my personality would rub off on you.
Right.
And that hasn't happened at all.
It's been the opposite.
It's been the exact opposite.
Right.
And it started on this trip.
Okay.
Which, for those that missed it, it started with a 2:30 text that Katie was vomiting and maybe we should reschedule our flights, which we couldn't do.
So.
And credit to you, because you toughed it out.
Yep.
And we got through it.
Rallied.
And on our way to the airport, I'm a little bit worried about you because I'm not exactly sure what's going on.
Right.
I don't know if you're going to vomit. I don't know what's going to happen.
Guess what? I didn't either.
But my thing is, like, they've been talking about this Disneyland trip since Gavin got sick for like 4 days.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I can't mess this
no.
up. This has to go well. So we get to, okay, we got to check Katie's bag. Oh, for those that missed that, Katie checked the bag for a 24-hour trip to Disneyland.
Okay.
And I go to park in the garage, and I turn the wrong direction.
Went into the wrong parking lot.
Had to loop out, so that was one.
Right.
All right. Looped out of the parking lot, get into the garage, try to get us to the floor, because I want to make this as easy for you as possible.
That's
so
very
we can
nice.
Take the catwalk across,
yep,
scan your boarding pass, get your tag, drop your bag off, keep it moving. Went to the wrong floor.
Yeah.
I never can remember. Definitely couldn't remember this time.
You said, is it three or is it four? It's actually five.
It's five. Yes.
Yeah.
No, thank you for pointing that part out, too.
Okay.
I'm glad that we took made sure that minor detail was told. Okay. Get parked, get across, scan your boarding pass to get you the tag at the wrong kiosk,
yeah,
because apparently there's a right kiosk and a wrong kiosk.
Yep.
So we got to take the escalator down to ticketing. Take the escalator too far. Because there's an escalator that doesn't actually stop on the ticketing floor. It just goes back out to ground transportation.
Yeah.
Turned around, had to go back up the escalator.
Now, understand, the flight takes off at 5:25.
Mm-hmm.
So what time was it at this? 4:15?
No, it was closer to 4:30 because
I
in the back of my head, I was like, we're checking this bag. We've got that 60-minute marker, which we all know is kind of made up. But
okay,
who's checking their bag going to LAX anyway, so it's probably fine. We get the bag checked. This was low-key one of my favorite parts that we haven't talked about.
Okay.
We get to the security line,
yeah,
which is pretty deep considering it's 5 o'clock in the morning.
Shockingly long.
And I knew I had clear.
Yeah.
You seem to be unsure if you had clear.
Right. Pre-check.
The pre-check thing that you can just go through the line. So I was like, I know I have it. Follow me. We're going to fake our way through this. So I do the whole thing where they scan your eyes and it's like, okay, you're good. They do Katie and a picture pops up. She, in fact, does have clear. All right. Got it. Okay. We just bypassed the entire line.
Yeah.
The guy at clear sends us to the wrong TSA part where we get to the TSA, and we have to take computers out, our shoes, do all
now,
of this
when
stuff.
When you usually do a pre-check, you don't have to do anything?
No, you're directed to a different line where you don't take anything out of your bag and you don't take your shoes off.
Okay. Well,
we were directed to a different line
right.
where all of our shoes
were
come
the normies.
And I'm like, oh, I had buried my computer because it doesn't have a case. I had buried it under like clothes. I had to pull it out. Bag goes through. Sir, is this yours? We need to search it.
Yeah.
Forgot to take the iPad out.
Yeah.
All of this happens in a 25-minute period hanging out with Katie.
For, I mean, and hanging out with me from just the second you picked me up.
The second.
Seemed like things went downhill.
Yeah.
But guess when they got better?
When?
When we got to Disneyland.
Oh, they did. They did get really. We started at California Adventure.
Yes.
It got a lot of fun after that. And we'll continue to tell those stories. As Gavin is out,
yep.
I get to be here with Katie here on the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, live from Disneyland.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.